Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sandile Cele on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Uyanginagegela, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We are the first ones to play the song as Radio Pulpit. Such an honor. And the time now, 8 minutes, just after 10 on 657 AM. And I'm joined by our... He's besuk doctor. On says, Opa, he's besuk McDota Tlailani. He is in the studio and we're talking obesity today. And he is going to even explain obesity, what obesity is all about. And I said earlier on, I wonder if it's preventable, if there are some people who can prevent it, but he will let us know. Well, a simple explanation, it says overweight and obese are defined as abnormal or excessive fat accumulation that presents a risk to health. Let me greet Dr. Tlailani. How are you, Dr. Tlailani?
Oh, good morning, Bongi. I'm fine, and good morning to our family out there.
It's just
hot.
It's just hot.
You are laughing some.
But you're great, little chive.
Yeah. That was Sunday, didn't it?
Yes, that was Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Really nice music.
Very beautiful music.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking obesity today?
Yes, we're talking obesity.
And you said we... I was gossiping about you earlier on to the family. I was saying,
I hate you.
And I said, yeah, Dr. Tlailani tells us that we are on the rise in South Africa when it comes to obesity. Where are we? Second in the world?
No, we are third.
Ah!
Yeah.
But that is also scary.
It's scary, yeah. You know, the US is the number one, and then China, then us.
Hi, China.
Yeah, that's right.
I never thought.
Now remember, the Chinese, you hear when you come to BMI calculations, the Chinese are short.
Yes.
Right? Now the BMI is determined by the weight and the,
yes,
the what you call and the height.
Yes.
Their height is killing them in the sense that the weight is big. They've got heavy weight, and then but now they are short, and then it makes their BMI to go high.
Are there people who can't prevent being obese?
No, you can't. But you can stop being obese by changing your lifestyle.
What about those ones, Dr. Tlailani, but the thyroid issues and stuff?
No, those are the things that you have to, you know, as you go for your yearly checkup, your doctor will always do those tests to check if you've got a, hypothyroid, meaning less thyroxine active here.
Mm.
You are prone to get obesity.
And then I've also heard, I think there's an ad on TV that was talking about diabetes.
Yeah.
And it talks about the insulin also causing people, if the insulin cannot burn the insulin, the sugar, then people gain weight, something like that.
Yeah, that's right. What happens is with diabetes, remember, diabetes is that condition where it's either you don't have insulin, which you call type 1.
Yes.
Or you've got insulin, but that insulin
it's
is not
enough.
No, it's enough.
But it's not effective. So that's
two. Yeah, that's two. You can push the glucose into the cells.
Mm.
Yeah. And if you have got some problems with your pancreas, you know, the beta cells that produce insulin.
Mm.
You've got a problem with that due to some other autoimmune disease or an infection.
Mm.
Usually these adenoviruses that run around, they can infect that pancreas, and that pancreas may not be able to produce enough insulin to make the sugar go into the cells.
Mm.
That's what we call insulin resistance. Now, obesity predisposes you to insulin resistance.
Oh.
People who are obese, their insulin, they've got enough insulin, but it's resistant. It doesn't want to work.
Mm. Yeah. So it's not the other way around.
No, it's not the other way around.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Now, coming to the stats, which are very scary, half of us here in South Africa, half of us, we are obese. It's a fact.
I wonder if I am.
Well, you are still lucky. Blessed.
I wonder if I am.
And then 50% of women in 2030 will be obese.
What?
50% of women.
Is it our lifestyle?
That's our lifestyle, yeah. In 2030, we'll be obese. Now, that's why actually on the 4th, being the Obesity Day, International Day of Obesity, you know, they had to come with a theme that we should change perspective now. You remember that the obesity hasn't been classified anyway. Now we know that obesity is a long term chronic illness that progresses over time. Once it starts, it just progresses. Now, obesity can be defined as having excess fat, or that is adipose tissue, that may impair health. So to change the perspective, we have to look at obesity and health, physical activity, and nutrition. Because those are the things that we have to concentrate on. So that we can at least stop this ever-increasing incidence of diabetes.
Let me ask a question first before you proceed.
Yes.
Why do we classify obesity as a disease? Why is it classified as a disease? I mean, if I can prevent it, if I can change my lifestyle, why is it a disease?
Well, actually, it's a disease in the sense that it predisposes you
to
acquisition of
to
type
opportunistic
two.
Yeah. Diseases.
Type 2, yes. Type 2 diabetes and heart diseases, like heart failure, coronary heart disease, and cancer. Like people who are obese are prone to get cancer of the breast, prone to get cancer of the thyroid, are prone to get cancer of the colon. So it predisposes you to those things, and that's why now we have now classified it as one of the metabolic disorders that should be taken.
Yeah, because even osteoarthritis can thrive.
Yeah, that's right. It can thrive.
You know? Okay.
Now, you want to know how to really calculate the obesity rate or the obesity state of a person. Now we still go back to the BMI. Now the BMI is weight divided by the height of the patient squared. You see that? Now, there is a very good calculation, or you don't even have to calculate. If you are, for instance, 1.6, your height is 1.6, you see? You just take the 0.6, you see, okay, 60, okay. You say 1.60, it's your height, then your weight should be ideally 60.
Okay.
If you're 1.70,
your weight should be 70.
If you're 1.8, then your weight should be 80.
Oh.
You know, just like that. Even if you're 1.5, you may say people is stunted or something like that. But as long as the weight is about 50 at 1.5, then that's a normal BMI. You see? So that's a very easy way of calculating it. And, you know, even when you go to gym, you know, you weigh yourself and then check your height and then say maybe find out that your weight is now 80 and then your height is 1.6. Now you have to subtract 80 from 60 and 60
two.
From 80.
So you have to lose target, two.
Yeah, you have to lose 20 to have an optimum BMI. I hope I explained it clearly.
You make it very clear because we don't know how to calculate these.
So don't worry about all this weight over the what you call squared. You know, no, we are not all sort of mathematicians, you know. Now, what should your waist measurement be? Because again, we are saying the weight, I mean the obesity is determined by the center
around
fat.
Around the waist.
Now, a waist circumference below 94 centimeters is ideal for men, and then 80 centimeters is ideal for women. Anything above 94 for men, it means obesity. And then anything above 80 for women, it means obesity. So you don't have to be struggling to reach that target. As long as you are healthy, it's okay. Now, you ask what the symptoms of obesity are. Now, there are so many specific symptoms associated with obesity, and a doctor can always diagnose obesity based on factors like excess amounts of abdominal fat that is around your waist, your waist circumference, which is greater than 94 in men or 80 in women, and then a BMI of above over 80. Now, BMI can be classified according to whether you're underweight, normal, overweight, and then class 1 obesity, class 2 obesity, as you know, you grade the obesity. Anything between 18.5 and 18.9 is underweight. And then anything between 18 to 25, that's normal. That's where everybody should be, if, you know, it was possible. And then 25 to 30, you are overweight. You're not obese yet. You're just overweight.
You're just overweight.
Yeah, and then 30 to 35 is class 1 obesity now. That's when the illnesses will be coming: diabetes, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, all those other metabolic cousins will be coming. Now, 35 to 40 is class 2, and then if you've got a 40 BMI, that's what is classified as class 3, also known as morbid. It's extreme and severe obesity. So we do have children also who become obese.
Yeah.
But you'll ask how you calculate the obesity. You know, you'll see a child, you know, a very chubby child.
Yeah.
Nice and fat with nice, beautiful
body. And we love it as adults. We're like, wow, this is, you know, well-fed child.
Yeah.
Now, but that is dangerous.
That's dangerous, yes. Because now you have to calculate the center, what you call the central chart. And then anybody who's below 5% is underweight. And then between 50 and 90, that's, you know, more or less the normal weight. And then anything above 95, it's that's a central chart. That anything above 95% is obesity in children. Now, they use the weight, the height, and the head circumference to calculate this central chart. So you can have a tallish child, no. Okay, these are between 2 and 9. A child who is very tall, but being tall, he has got a very small head. That's going to work against him as far as, you know, BMI is concerned. So you'll find that that small head makes him go below 95. And then he may be maybe stunted or something like that. But with children, at least, it's not that crucial, because even if they are obese, they don't have so much pronicity to get poor hypertension or diabetes in our view.
But it's understood, according to research, that most of the children who are overweight, who are obese, let me put it that way, will grow, most of them, not all of them, but will grow to be obese
adults. To be exact, it's about 38% of them will go to be obese if their parents don't really be mindful of that weight. You mustn't be very happy and say, my child is nice and fat, he's taking two beggars.
Yes.
Yeah. You're killing the child, because it will catch up with him.
What causes obesity, Dr. Tlelane? Because you spoke about two beggars right now, right?
Yeah.
I understand that when it comes to little babies that are exclusively breastfed, you find they are those ones who grow big with just the breast milk.
Yeah.
They're like, woo. And at the clinic, they're like, he needs to lose weight. And then they grow, and then they become children. And then they are chubby, and you give them healthy food. Let's say junk food, they only see it once a month or so. And then you grow into an adult. You find many adults who say, I eat right. Yeah. I do everything right.
Yes.
I don't go even to, I cook in the house. Yes. So what causes? Somebody says calories, but another one says you need the calories.
Yes.
So what causes obesity?
Okay. First things first, genetics.
Oh.
Genetics is one of the things. You know, there are some other people, like, I always say you can't, you know, force an elephant to go and lose weight.
Yeah.
It's genetically a big animal.
Yes.
Yeah, if you ask it.
Even with the rhinoceros.
Yeah, with the rhino and all these other big animals. Yes. Yeah. Now, genetics can affect how body processes food into energy, and then how it stores the fat.
Oh.
So there are those genetics predisposition when you have accumulated fat, for instance. You must release it. Say maybe when you are starving, you must release that fat to be metabolized into glucose to give you that energy.
Okay.
So genetics is number one. Number two is growing older. You know?
Yeah, I was going to ask you, especially with the testosterone in men, because we see a lot of men having some things.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, this can lead to less muscle mass and a slower metabolic rate, making it easier to gain weight. Because as you grow older, you don't go to gym anymore. You know, you tend to lose muscle, and then in the process, you accumulate fat. You see? So when you see us with Makawas, it's not because of we are eating too much. It's because you're aging.
And the testosterone has gone down?
And then the testosterone has gone down too. And then you slow down the...
But with the now generation, hi man, others, you look at them, you can tell, no, the testosterone is still up there.
Yeah, no, well, those ones is because of the food.
Lifestyle.
You see...
Pop in the morning, pop during the day, pop at night.
You know, what you take in must at least equate what you put out, and that is working energy.
And somebody says you are what you eat.
Yeah, that's right. Sedentary, what you call, like, I think next time,
yeah,
I'm going to ask you to interview me standing, you know, walking around, not seated like,
okay,
like me. You know, okay, now I'm just joking.
Yeah.
Just a way of having to put, but I've seen being done, you know, on televisions now, you know, these presenters are standing on their legs.
Yes. Yeah. And in some of the radio stations here, they are on their feet.
Yeah, that's right, which is very good. Now, not sleeping enough too, that will make you accumulate fat.
So I'm in danger of that. I can accumulate fat?
Yeah.
Could it be that I may have already accumulated, I'm not aware, because I don't sleep?
Well, as I know, you haven't changed at all. The thing is, not sleeping enough can lead to hormonal changes that make you feel hungrier, and you tend to crave for food with high calories. Like, then you'll be going for chocolates and sweet cakes and whatever.
Are you able to train your mind, your body as well, to what it should crave for?
Well, you can't. It all depends on your will.
Okay.
You have to have a strong will. You can't really. Now, high stress is one of them. It has been identified as one of the contributing factors to obesity.
So people do what? They eat comfort food?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, everybody, once you become stressed, then you just let out your stress on the big cake, you know, from...
Yeah.
With icing sugar and everything. And the other thing is pregnancy. People are not aware that pregnancy can predispose you to obesity, because 30% of women who pick up weight during pregnancy are never going to lose it. It doesn't matter what they do. They won't, unless, you know, they follow all the protocols of having to eat healthy, plant-based diet and exercise. Yeah, then they can...
And breastfeed.
Yeah, and breastfeed too, which is very good. Yeah. And there was a lady, you know, who didn't want to breastfeed. He said, "No, this child is sucking so much that I'm losing weight now." And I said, "Hey, you know, I know."
It's exactly what you need.
He doesn't. Okay, there are certain other conditions which can lead to weight gain.
Okay.
Which may lead to obesity, and this will include something like metabolic syndromes, which we have spoken about, hypertension, diabetes. Polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is in women, you know, when you've got multiple polyps in your pelvis, you know, that will predispose you, because you're going to produce what you call hormones which will inhibit your insulin to can control the sugar, and then in other words, it causes what you call resistance, and then There is a certain disease called Cushing's syndrome. It's a condition caused by having high levels of cortisol. You know, the stress hormone.
Mm.
Yeah, that's why when you become stressed, you tend to pick up weight.
Mm.
But very funny, ironically, there are other people who, when they are stressed, but it's because of
they lose weight. Yeah, because they don't eat. Yeah, they forget about food.
Yeah. Mm. And then the hypothyroidism that you spoke about, because if it's underactive, if your thyroid is underactive, it will cause you to have more fat accumulating, you know, around the waist.
Mm.
And then osteoarthritis, it's also a very common condition that causes pain that may lead to reduced activity, and then in that way you put up some weight.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's quite a complex of things which can cause obesity.
Can you gain weight as a woman during your period? I don't know. When it comes to periods, all hell breaks loose to some of our queens out there.
Yeah.
So is it possible for one to also gain weight because of periods? I've heard of another one saying, I overeat during my periods and I love sugar. Like, I can't control, especially when it comes to that time of the month.
Yeah, but I don't know, it's a bit far-fetched.
Okay.
The only
thing, because after the period, you should go back to normal.
You should go back to normal.
Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, when you menstruate, remember, if you check the cycles of menstruation, you've got the estrogen, which is produced the first 14 days, and then it will mature the endometrium, and then it's going to go down, and then the progesterone is going to kick in, and then that's when you're going to slough off the endometrial layer, and that's what we call menstruation.
Mm.
And then somewhere in between there, there's going to be an imbalance of estrogen and progesterone.
Mm.
And then I think that's where it comes from. Because sometimes it kicks in, you know, before, you know, you've finished the estrogen cycle.
Mm.
You know, I mean, the progesterone kicks in before the estrogen cycle is gone. And then that's when there's going to be an abnormality somehow. But I'm not
some
sure.
Some imbalances.
Imbalance. I'm not sure, but I'll have to go and research it. I haven't had a lot of patients.
Yeah, I know of women who say during their PMS, and most of the times it's 2 weeks prior to their menses. So they are emotional, so they eat everything and sugary stuff.
Yeah,
sugary stuff, and then they go into their periods, they continue for another week after even, and then they settle for at least a week. They are much better.
You know, I like to research this. I haven't really come across a patient who really complained that, doc, I'm picking up weight. Yeah.
And there are others who are complaining about the preventive methods, the contraceptives.
Well, those ones
will
definitely make you put up weight. Especially the injectables.
But are they going to make you obese? Because obese now is concentrated on
it,
your...
it will make you obese.
Oh, okay.
You know? Okay, we've got two, actually. Which are... the one is 28-day calendar, and the other one is a 30-day calendar. This 30-day calendar one, it's not good.
Okay.
It's the one which makes you pick up weight.
You don't retain water, you pick up weight.
You pick up weight.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there is some minimum, not so much, minimum water retention, but... generally, you're going to put up weight and you're going to accumulate that central fat.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask this one before we go to that break. I want us to go to a break.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to obesity, are we only concentrating on the middle part of the body? Or what do you call this part? Index part? Or what do you call it? I don't know what you call it.
Let's see. It's a waist.
The torso? The waist?
Waist, yeah.
Are you concentrating only on that? Because there are people who got curves, big breasts, but they are flat.
Right.
Their tummy is flat.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are voluptuous.
Yeah. Now, those ones won't get any of these complications of obesity.
Ah, so they are not obese.
Yeah, they're not obese.
Okay.
Now, the obesity is calculated by the fat accumulation, which is a visceral fat. You know, the visceral fat is that fat which is inside, not the one which is outside. You can look at somebody with a big tummy. and then pinch the skin to see how thick the skin is.
Mm.
You'll find that it's normal, just like any other person who hasn't got a cover, for instance. Now, the problem is that fat, which is inside, we call it the visceral fat, the yellow fat, which is unhealthy.
Mm.
Yeah, that is the one.
The yellow fat.
Now, it's usually accumulated around the waist, which is inside the abdomen.
So if it's around the hips, don't worry.
No, you shouldn't worry about that. It's still okay. It won't cause you this. Okay, cosmetically it may not be acceptable, but it may not. It don't lead you into acquiring any of this metabolic.
The challenge is at the waist part. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We're coming back, and when we come back, Dr. Tlelane, can I be in a gym and exercise but still be obese? We're coming back to ask you that one. When we come back, Jamo says, "So into you." And you can ask your questions to Dr. Tlelane when we come back. The lines are opened. You know we open them from when we say hello to you.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
24 minutes, it is just before 11 on 657 AM on Just For You with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock. We are on, not Pat Gors, but we are on his besoek met Dr. Tlelane vandag. And on spread oor obesity. But you can ask any medical question that you need to ask Dr. Tlelane Kayona. The lines are opened for you. You can ask on what we're talking about. You can ask on any medical condition that you'd like to ask him about. The lines are opened on 012-334-1322. Our WhatsApp line, 082-657-2729. And our SMS line, 37871. And we are streaming live on Facebook. So we would love to hear from you. You got a question, medical question, the lines are opened. You get a question on obesity, the lines are opened. Now, Dr. Tlelane, if I am going to the gym and I'm exercising, is it possible to also be obese when I'm going to the gym?
No, not likely. You're likely not to be obese, because what you're going to do is you're going to an extent, lose some fat, which contributes to the weight. And then depending on your height, you will lose that fat content, and then will look phenotypically, you know, physically will see you being thin.
Mm.
Yeah. Not necessarily being overweight.
Mm.
So you can still be obese,
though
you are exercising. It will depend how you metabolize, and it all depends what you take pre-exercising, because I've been to several gyms. They take too much of this pre-workout, and those pre-workouts have got a lot of carbohydrate. They've got a lot of calories, and then you try to exercise for you take that for sustenance in your exercise, but indirectly you're putting up some fat on you.
So you're working in reverse.
You think you're doing something at the gym when you're not. But the fitness will be there and the endurance will be there. So I don't want to discourage pre-workout solutions.
But be careful what you consume.
What you consume, that's right.
Now, somebody also was very, I don't like the word I'm going to use, but thin.
Yes.
with cholesterol. Yeah. And he says, Swangile, I'm just like anybody who's like with cholesterol issues.
Yes.
Yeah. And the doctors said you have to change your diet.
Yeah.
And he says, I'm just like anybody else who's obese.
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
Okay. If you've got cholesterol, it does not mean you're obese.
Mm.
Cholesterol basically is just an accumulation of that atherosclerosis plaques in your blood vessels.
Yeah. So they constrict the blood to flow nicely.
That's right, yes.
Is it fat in there?
No, very minimum fat.
What is
mostly
it?
Mostly it's carbohydrate. Yeah, it's carbohydrate and protein. That's why when you have to when you have to treat patients with the coronary heart disease, you have to give them aspirin.
And do you stop them from taking too much carbohydrates?
Yeah. No. They can take it in moderation. Not really.
What is in moderation?
I know. I'm being controversial. You see that? Not too much, not too little.
Yeah.
Just okay.
That is very hard. Okay.
So the atherosclerosis is a very dangerous disease, you know.
Uh-huh.
Because it can block your heart. It can block your renal vessels, can block your cerebral arteries, can get a stroke,
And it doesn't matter the body weight you have.
Yeah.
But obesity predisposes you to that.
To that, that's right.
Ah, okay. All right. So this person thought,
get obese.
Yeah, I'm obese. Because I'm like, no, but you don't.
Obesity basically is defined as extra accumulation of adipose tissue. Around the waist. Because of that fat I call visceral fat, which is from inside. The yellow fat, that's right.
Uh-huh.
You can get white fat on the calves and bums and, you know, shoulders and breasts, you know.
Uh-huh.
But you can't get it.
So how do we prevent obesity? I know in young children we say they should play more, they should go outside and play. But most of our children are getting obese now because they don't play. Our children don't play.
Don't play. Mm. That's right. Okay. The best thing to prevent this is to limit less nutritious food. If we can try to limit foods that are too much high in cholesterol, in calories, you can to an extent.
Body pap, so.
Yeah, you can reduce. What you call the,
how much pap should I be eating as an individual? I heard others saying it should be the size of my fist.
Yeah, but when you eat pap, what are you trying to acquire from that? Carbohydrate, isn't it?
Mm.
There's still a lot of vegetables which will give you exactly the same carbohydrate.
Like potatoes. Yeah, sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes, you know. And then this pumpkin type of, I don't know what it is, but sort of a pumpkin-like.
Mm.
You can get the proteins from, carbohydrate from
those, yes.
Because pap is a very heavy carbohydrate.
Yeah, and actually we want to feel full.
Yeah, and it strains the body.
Okay.
And then once you strain your body, you're going to get what you call, you're going to get an accumulation of sugar in your liver.
Yeah.
And then now you're going to start stimulating what you call the glucagon processes in the liver, which is an anti-glucose.
Mm.
Because immediately you go to that system now of having to interfere with the liver because of ingestion of this too much carbohydrates
in you,
and then you're going to end up having liver problems.
Mm.
Liver enzymes will go up, and then we don't want to go.
There are people who can't do without pap.
Yeah, yep. But let's say twice in a week. And then if you need carbohydrate, eat potatoes, which are less.
Is rice less as well?
No, less. Rice has got a high carbohydrate too.
Sure.
It's just that the roughest part of it is not so much.
And brown rice, because it has much?
Brown rice, we want the roughage from it.
Yeah.
The carbohydrate is not that much.
Oh, okay.
That's why people who are on diet take brown rice.
Brown rice, yeah.
It makes the tummy work
much better.
Yeah, and it doesn't give them so much carbohydrate that accumulates in the tissues.
Sure.
So that will be diet. And then exercise is another thing. If you exercise regularly, you don't have to PhD member, you can exercise by walking 30 minutes every day, Monday to Friday, and then take a rest on weekend. We were with the people the other day there. They say, okay, fine, what you can do is you can do all these things and then you rest and then take your wine to break down your cholesterol a weekend. No, that's not it.
Yeah.
But then, if you think that you can't afford nutritious food, which are very good for people with obesity, I think you can have your home garden where you're going to plant your foods and everything, because food is very expensive, especially in South Africa. I don't know why it's so expensive. And then find a place where you can play, walk, and exercise in your neighborhood. Fortunately, nowadays I can see a lot of estates are mushrooming now. And then they also have that gym sort of area where people can exercise.
I've also seen a lot of people starting to walk, starting to run. Yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, 5 o'clock, half past 5, you see people with bottled water and walking. Just walking, not running or anything. That is very good for your health.
Okay.
And then there are other psychological factors like depression, and then which can, you know, make you pick up weight because of, you know, it stimulates your appetite.
So you need to take care of your levels of stress.
Stress, that's right. Have good friends who love you and you who you love, you know. And then avoid toxic people in your life if you can. And then if you smoke, quit smoking. And then if you drink, please, in moderation.
All right.
Yeah. For that reason, it's important to focus on diet and exercise while you are quitting, at least after the initial withdrawal period of all these things that you have to quit, like smoking and drinking. Now, the other thing is sedentary behavior. People are in offices, and then, as I said earlier on, they're in offices, seated on their desks, not moving at all. If the bladder doesn't push him to go to the loo,
they don't stand.
It will be the only time that he stands.
Would drinking enough water also help with combating?
Yes, that will help a lot.
Because I understand that even when you're talking about people who are sitting in their offices and not even walking about, there are others who don't even drink water because the body doesn't say to them, I need water because of the condition.
I think you must just purpose to drink that water, irrespective of whether you are cool or not cool.
Yeah.
1.5 to 2 liters of water every day. You must just tell yourself, I'm going to do that. And then that really cleans up your systems, and your kidneys will be very happy because you're hydrating them. And then, I don't know if you want to know about medications for obesity, but I've seen some couple off-label medications outside there which are being used. And then I've realized there are some other people that are using side effects of one anti-diabetic treatment. The class of GLP-1 agonist. Those are the glucose-like proteins, which are used for second-line treatment of diabetes. And then people are using that off-label. They're not indicated for that. They use that to lose weight. But I don't encourage that.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention the name.
Yeah.
You know, people...
But they know.
They know.
Those who are using it, they know.
They know it.
Some said smoking. I remember as we were growing up, people would smoke. There was a specific cigarette as well that people would buy. And they said it helps to lose weight.
That's right.
It's a myth.
Well, I heard about it. Yes. I don't know how good it is because some of these things are so much.
And smoking is smoking.
Well, smoking, cigarette, nicotine, that will take away your appetite. And then you are likely not to
pick up weight.
Yeah.
But now at the end of the day, you're creating other problems.
You're creating
on
other
top
problems.
Of that. You.
So I wouldn't really encourage that.
Mm-hmm.
How do we diagnose obesity? Waistline comparison. There is what you call a dual energy radiographic absometry, which scans the abdomen to see the ratio of your skin to the inside of the abdomen.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's very sophisticated investigations that I don't think we have in the South Africa. And then other screening tests such as ultrasound, CT scans, and MR scans can help very well because you can see the fat content of the intestines or the visceral fat. Now, a doctor may also order certain tests to help diagnose obesity related to health. This will include something like blood test to examine cholesterol and glucose, which we spoke about.
Yeah.
You know, liver function tests, diabetes screening, thyroid tests, and a heart test such as electrocardiogram. Those things can, you know, help you to diagnose obesity.
Let me ask then, is it cured? Is it possible to cure it? I'm asking myself a question. People go to doctors, they take blood samples, and then they come, they say, oh, you're the O whatever blood, and you have to eat this. Does that help, really?
I don't know. The dietitians say it does help, but I'm not sure, especially when it comes to obesity. If you want to diet, let's say you are not obese, maybe say you are pre-diabetic, and then you want to change your lifestyle to not go into diabetic phase. You can use that.
Oh, the blood samples to say the type of blood.
The type of blood,
okay.
But to treat obesity, I don't know. Obesity is a unique chronic illness that a doctor has to treat.
But is it curable?
No, it's not curable, but you can control it.
You can manage it.
Yeah,
okay.
You can control it.
All right. By like the food, the kind of food that one takes.
Let's say lifestyle change, you know. Exercise, enough water, and avoidance of high-calorie food. Concentrating on a protein-based diet. You know, if you need protein, don't go to red meat. Go to beans, go to lentils, go to peas, go to... There's a couple of plants which can give you very good protein. Now, that's a very good protein, plant protein. It's a very, it's far better than the meat protein.
Would I be correct to say we should go to the diabetic menu and eat lots of that?
No, if you're not diabetic, don't go for that menu.
Okay.
that's for diet.
Mediterranean diet?
Yeah, Mediterranean diet. That's for diabetics. It's just like the DASH diet, you know, diet against stroke and heart attack.
Yeah.
That is specific for people who have got chronicity to heart problems.
Okay, so you'd be running short of some of the nutrients
You're going to deprive yourself of some other nutrients which you are supposed to be taking.
But Mediterranean diet, vegetables, and...
Those are healthy diets.
Yes, and fruits.
But don't go too much where you end up being who exclusively
a vegetarian and vegan?
Vegan, yeah.
Yeah.
Vegetarians can still see that.
At least they can still eat.
But I've got a daughter of mine, she's so thin, but very energetic, very funny.
Is she vegan?
She's vegan, And I've been asking her, she fell pregnant and very funny. The baby is so nice and chubby. because of breastfeed.
So they are plant eaters. That's
plant eaters,
all
yeah.
they eat.
That's all
no,
they eat.
Eggs,
no eggs,
no cheese, no milk, nothing from animals.
Animals, that's right. But I've seen it's a very good diet for some other people.
All right. Let's close it, Dr. Tlelane. What do we say to the family as we are closing?
I think pursue a very healthy diet.
All right.
And then if you can, please try to modify your lifestyle by stopping to drink, stopping to smoke, and then concentrate on plant-based food.
Yeah, eat more of that. But don't be a herbivore. We are omnivores.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tlelane, for coming through and educating us on these. Asia, wa itse re tsharetse go khoneng ba re monno montle kwa le botswana nyana wa mokabanyana. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, family. And then we'll meet again.
Yeah, and do remember, family, that you can talk to Dr. Tlelane after 6, but you can send him a WhatsApp on 078-738-2694. It's 078-738-2694. 2694. 078-738-2694. Remember that you would have to talk to him after six, but otherwise you can send him a WhatsApp. May God keeping Dr. Tlilani and blessing him. We'll be talking to him again very soon. And next up is Perspective with Dramini Yanibelsar. Do enjoy the rest of our shows. We love you so much. You and I are meeting on Saturday on the Ultimate Lifestyle Guide at 4 o'clock up until 7. Love you, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Leaving you with the sounds of Pastor Benjamin Dube and the song, I Need You.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.